baby girl. Yeah, I'm home. Nothing, baby, just watching the game with the guys. I thought I told you what I was doing tonight. Yeah, it was good. I couldn't wait to get home, though. Couldn't wait to get home and see you. Of course. Because I missed you, baby. Turn around, give me a kiss. Are you sleepy? Am I bugging you? Can I tell you a little secret? You looked so sexy getting dressed this morning. You looked so sexy. I was thinking about it when I was out tonight. And all I wanted to do was come home and get you out of those PJs and on top of me. I was thinking about you all night. And it made for some very awkward moments standing up. Yeah, I had a few drinks. No, not many. No, I'm not even gonna lie. I had like 4 beers. I know, baby. I wasn't gonna have more than 2. Because I feel like I get really stupid once I drink more than 2 beers. I don't get stupid, but once I've had 2, I just want to have more. And then that inevitably leads me to being very stupid. You know what's more important right now than talking about beer? You don't know? Well, after a few drinks, I'm definitely in need of a little midnight snack. You're here, and I'm here. What do you think, babe? Just a little playtime. Come on. Let me taste you. You can just lie back and enjoy it. Come on, you know how into it I get when I'm drunk. I'm not drunk, alright. I've only had a few, that's it. I'm not drunk, honestly. What? I smell like alcohol. Well, that's definitely not the sexiest thing to hear. Is this your way of telling me that I should go take a shower? I know I should, but I really don't want to get up. Not right now. Not with you here. Baby, are you angry at me? Well, I kind of get that feeling, you know. Because I went out tonight. I thought I told you like a while ago. I planned it. Baby, we had this planned out. I was going to have a night out with the boys. Okay, yeah, no, see, that's what I thought. Okay, I know that you're saying that's not the problem, but you know, if you ever want me to stay home with you, you can just say so. Just tell me. Trust me, there is nothing more I would like to do than put on my new comfy pants and relax in bed with you. They are new. Yeah, super comfortable. Anyways, going out is fun, but it's not everything. So, if you're upset that I went out tonight, then that's not it. Well, baby, what is going on then? Was your night okay, at least? Did you get up to anything fun? Yeah, that's good. That's good. I kind of wanted to play that game with you. I don't know, why don't we ever play it together? You know, we need to like schedule a time to sit down and just play it together. I think that would be super fun. Yeah. Are you sleepy? Is that it? Just want to go to sleep. Yeah. A little sleepy head. You look like a little sleepy head. Super cute little sleepy head. Okay. But before you sleep, tell me. Tell me what's bugging you. I know you. I can tell. Please. Please. Please tell me. Tell me I love you. Tell me what's wrong, princess. No. You're not okay. Don't just say that. No. I don't believe you. No. Not at all. And you are the least convincing person in the world when you lie to me. Yeah, I promise. I won't get upset. Baby, why are you so worried? I feel like we were just talking about communicating and being open, so we should do that right now. Is it something that's really serious? A little bit. Okay, good. Thank you for letting me know. Is it something that we've talked about before? Not really. Okay. Is it something to do with me drinking tonight? Sort of. Okay. Got it. I don't know. Maybe you can tell me a little bit more about what's up. Just explain a little bit more to me if you want to. I'd appreciate it because I feel like you and me are pretty intimate, you know? I don't have a lot going on in my head, but I tell you when I do. And I'll always tell you the truth of how I'm feeling and what I'm thinking. So I don't really know what you're thinking right now, but I don't think that I drink too much compared to most people. So honestly, so if you just want to share your honest opinion with me, you know, hopefully we trust each other enough that, you know, you can tell me and I'll be open to whatever you have to say. Yeah. You can give me your hand. Promise. You know, if you tell me that something is kind of serious, then I am there for you. It's no problem. But I also don't want to pressure you to tell me something that makes you feel uncomfortable. But I'm here for you. Yeah, no problem, baby. I double, triple, quintuple promise. Yeah, you can tell me. I am listening. Yeah, I remember that. What? What happened to you? Oh, baby. I I do remember you telling me about him. Like, just briefly, you didn't really go into detail. Oh no, beautiful. No, you don't. Look, you don't have to go any further. You don't have to tell me everything if it hurts too much. Yeah, if you want to tell me, I would like to know, you know, everything that happened. Wow. Oh, baby. I'm so sorry. Look, no, calm down. You're not there, and he's not here. You are here with me. You're in a place that is totally yours. All right, you're in a good place now. Like, you see your pillow? This is your pillow. And your stuffies. And your favorite blanket. And your favorite bear-hugging cuddle monster is here for you. And there's nothing to hurt you anymore. So just try and relax and breathe for me, okay? Good. You're doing really good. You're doing amazing. All right. Okay. Do you want to go on? Oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. Oh my God, I swear I want to kill him. I want to kill him right now. I just want to go find him. Something like that should never happen to you or to anybody. It just makes my blood boil that you went through that. And now I understand why I made you uncomfortable when I, you know, started touching you after a few drinks. I'm sorry, babe. It's honestly the last thing that I want to remind you of. Thank you for telling me, though. Thank you so much for telling me, baby. You know, this is a really, really big step for you to share your experience with someone else, with me. I know revisiting things can be really hard. Yeah. I want you to know that I think that you're a survivor. I think that you're really strong. And I feel like my respect for you and what you've been through goes up every time that I learn more about you. Yeah. Do you think about it a lot? It sounds really hard. Of course you're gonna have all these feelings. And however you feel, I think it's honestly justified because it's your body, you know. I've never had anything like that happen to me. But I imagine that it would really affect me, so I think it's okay to feel angry. I think it's okay to feel upset. It's okay to feel confused. Especially confused. You know, don't worry about how I feel about this, because I'm here for you. And I know that it's going to be confusing when, how do I say this? When somebody that you love reminds you in this situation of something that was so painful. I know that it's got to be like really confusing and not easy to deal with. And I just want to do my best to make sure that I never make that happen again. I never make you feel that way again. You know, you're in a safe space now. And I don't want you to ever get reminders of something so horrible and painful. Yeah. Oh, I'm just really sorry that happened, babe. And you still have to live with those memories and those feelings, you know. Is it okay if I hold you? Yeah. Are you sure? If you need time or anything, you're sure? Okay. I just want to hug you for a minute. I just want to give you a great big hug, and then I'll go shower, okay? Okay. Yeah, I want you to know something. I want you to know that you are beautiful, and you are loved, and you are whole, and you are so inspiring to me every day. You are gold to me, baby. And nothing anyone did to you can change that. Never. I love you. Yeah. All right, baby. I'm going to go have a shower and I'm going to make you some tea. So I'm going to calm you down, make you some chamomile tea or something. And I'll be right back, okay? Yeah. Can you wait for me? You're going to fall asleep. I know you will. And that's a good thing. All right, beautiful.